Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me for today's conversation is Dr. George Barna, Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute and the leading researcher of the intersection of faith and culture. Dr. Barna, what does your research tell us about the dominant factors that shapes one's worldview?
Well, I think the most important thing for us to recognize about that is the fact that a person's worldview develops between about 18 months of age and 13 years of age. So the first factor that impacts it is age, and we've got to get there early. The world is having a dramatic impact on the worldview of young people. And that worldview doesn't change very much after the age of 13. I've been studying this for a quarter of a century now, and it's held consistent that entire time. What is it that influences the worldview itself? Largely, it's media content. Secondly, we find parental guidance has a big impact. Thirdly, laws also convey a lot of information to people about what's right and what's wrong. Those three are the most dominant things, and then you've got strong support coming from schools and peers in terms of influence. Now, some people are probably thinking, oh, that old man, he forgot to say the church. I didn't forget. As we looked at all the influences on people's worldview, what we found is that the Christian church has shockingly little impact on how people's worldview is developed. So there's room for growth in many respects.
Thank you for your insightful research, Dr. Barna. I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we discuss the impact of the church on today's culture.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.